Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Gilbert of Hoyland wrote this: "Move our hearts with a calm, smooth flow of your grace. Let the rivers of your love run through our souls. May my soul be carried by the currents of your love towards the wide, infinite ocean of heaven." Heavenly Father, your mercy is all about us, and your grace opens our hearts with a faith that reaches out to you. Help us remember, as recipients of your generous spirit, that we may live as you have taught us. May our drive to be with loved ones be filled with thoughts of what we have been given and return to those who enrich our lives with joy and love. And we ask that you watch our going out and coming in this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 26th day, Wednesday, February 26, 2020. The Senate met.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The senator from Butler County, for what reason do you rise?
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1061, introduced by Senator Leibla, an act relating to reading intervention in schools.
Senator from Butler, do you care to explain your bill?
No, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. The senator from the 5th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send
no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1062, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to compensation for wrongful conviction.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I have four bills. No explanation necessary.
Send all four of those bills forward. Thank you, Senator, for no explanation. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1063, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to compensation for student athletes.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1064, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 1065, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to net metering.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth and final bill.
Senate Bill number 1066, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to employee classification.
Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1067, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to long-term care insurance.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 14th District.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Only because you have somewhere to go, Senator.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill. Senator from the 14th, is it possible that you would have sent four bills forward?
Yes, four bills.
Okay, for the benefit of the body, the senator from the 14th has four bills he sent forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1068, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to expungement of records.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1069, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to persons with disabilities.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 1070, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to a child's right to counsel.
And Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 1071, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to instruction in cursive writing.
Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
There's no explanation necessary at this time, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1072, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1073, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to hospital patients in law enforcement custody.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Johnson County appeared on his feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1074, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to explanations of refusal to write automobile insurance.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to add that if the senator from Cole would work out with us in the mornings, that he might be a little quicker on his feet and be able to beat some of us when we have introduction of bills. But no explanation necessary. Thank you, Mr. President.
That shall be noted in the journal. Senator from the Barton County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1075, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to school report cards.
Madam Secretary, will you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 1076, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to obscene websites.
Senator Ruff.
Senator from the 11th. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your bills forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, will you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 1077, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to criminal offenses.
Madam Secretary, will you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 1078, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to advanced practice registered nurses.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator from the 20th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, you please read the Senator from the 20th's bill.
Senate Bill number... Senate Bill number 1079, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to the electronic transfer of workers' compensation benefits.
Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for your patience up there. I have two bills. I will be sending them forward with no explanation necessary.
Thank you very much, Senator. Those bills have now made their way forward. Madam Secretary, will you please read the first bill from the Senator from the 11th?
Senate Bill number 1080, introduced by Senator Rizzo, an act relating to tax increment financing.
Madam Secretary, will you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 1081, introduced by Senator Rizzo, an act relating to a tax credit for certain rolling stock.
Senator from Cole, please send your bill forward. Thank you very much, Senator. Madam Secretary, will you please read the Senator for Cole's bill?
Senate Bill number 1082, introduced by Senator Bernsketter, an act relating to pesticide certification and training.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Crawford.
Two bills, no necessary explanation.
Thank you for your non-necessary explanation, Senator from Phelps. Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, will you please read the Senator's first bill?
Senate Bill number 1083, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to civil procedure.
Madam Secretary, will you please read the second bill from the Senator from Phelps?
Senate Bill number 1084, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to license taxes imposed by municipalities.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No, sir.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, will you please read the Senator's bill?
Senate Bill number 1085, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to tobacco products.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your bills forward, Senator. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, will you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 1086, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to verification of motor vehicle financial responsibility.
Madam Secretary, will you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 1087, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to traditional installment loan lenders.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one last and final bill to be presented to the dais.
Thank you, Senator. As your tenure draws to a close, I assume this, hopefully, will be your last bill. Please send your bill forward. And Madam Secretary, will you please read the very last bill presented by the Senator from Barry?
Senate Bill number 1088, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to charitable pharmacies.
Senator from Barry, would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, I think it's kind of apropos that my last bill deals with a subject matter that I am fairly knowledgeable about, being a practicing pharmacist for many, many years. And so this bill deals with the licensing of pharmacists.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of the third reading of Senate bills on the formal calendar, and I'd ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body will be Senate bills for third reading, formal calendar. Senator from Jefferson, you are recognized for a motion on Senate Bill 522.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 552 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Thank you, Senator. I believe I misspoke as my script up here says 522, and you said Senate Bill 552. So for the benefit of the body, we are taking up for third reading the Senate Bill 552 from Senator from Jefferson. And that senator has made a motion that Senate Bill 552 be taken up for third reading and final passage. Is many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 552 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill at this time?
Sure will. This bill narrowly defines that a legislative liaison means that any state employee hired to communicate with members of the General Assembly on behalf of any elected official of the state, the judicial branch of state government, or any department, agency, board, or commission of the state, provided such entity is part of the executive branch of state government, and thus will remove the requirement for them to register as lobbyists. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of the senator from Jefferson?
Senator, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Thank you. Thanks, Senator. I was just looking through the, I see that it was voted unanimously out of committee, and there was only one witness in the entire committee, and it was a witness against. Do you remember the nature of the opposition?
I just believe that the person that testified against it thought that it would be better if these people that worked for state government remained registered lobbyists.
Okay, so this not only keeps them from being lobbyists, they no longer register, and that was the objection. They right, thought they yeah. should have to register.
Well, this person actually wanted to limit people from becoming, going to work. He wanted to keep it the way it was, the way it is now, which would prevent people from the talent pool that, like our staff and people that work in the building here, from ever going to work for state government. Because if they ever went to work for an elected official, they would have to register as a lobbyist.
I see. Okay.
And that person liked that idea, and that's why he testified against it.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Jefferson, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Jefferson renews his motion that Senate Bill 552 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, will you please read the bill and call the roll?
Senate Bill number 552, an act relating to the legislative lobbyists. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Lucht-Meyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams,
Senator from Clay, your aye will be changed to a no, Senator. By your vote of 23 aye and 4 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Barton, you are recognized for a motion on Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 689.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 689 be brought before the body for third read and final passage.
The senator from Barton moves that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 689 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 689 be read a third time and put on its final passage. This bill didn't spend a lot of time on the floor. I hope the members remember it. It has to do with the Missouri Psychological Association dues, and it's essentially about being forced to pay for continuing education training that is typically not taken, as opposed to letting those members contract for that CE on their own whenever it is required. That's the long and the short of it. Be happy to take questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard? The junior senator from St. Charles, for a reason he rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of the senator from the 21st? Senator from Johnson.
Does the senator from Johnson, having made his way to his workstation, yield to our inquiry?
I do.
Thank you. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. I am not, this is not going to be an inquiry on the bill. I wanted to have a quick conversation, very, very brief conversation, Senator. There is an issue that has popped up that has been kind of dominating the news headlines, and I wanted to bring the body up to speed, and that is the spread of the coronavirus epidemic out in China on the other side, yes, of the world. It's been spreading around, and there's some concerns out there about what's going on. I wanted to let the body know that the Joint Committee on Disaster Prep is going to be taking a look at this issue. We have actually scheduled a meeting on the 10th of March to take a look at what the state of Missouri can and will be doing in order to keep the state prepared for that. That's something that you've taken an interest in as well, and that's something that we talked about in caucus, Senator. I see your desk has got some information about the latest news and facts going on with that. What are you seeing?
Yes, the coronavirus is a serious issue. You know, some of the reports, and the reports change daily as far as how many deaths, how many are sick, and things like that. So one of the reports I found from the, I believe this is from the AP, said Chinese health officials report that most cases of the new coronavirus are mild, but about 20% of the patients either have severe cases of disease or become critically ill. And it goes on and lists the how the symptoms progress among typical patients. Day one, patients run a fever. They also may experience fatigue, muscle pain, dry cough. Day five, patients may have difficulty breathing, especially if they're older or have pre-existing health condition. Day seven, this is how long it takes on average before patients are admitted to a hospital. Day eight, at this point, patients with severe cases develop acute respiratory distress syndrome, an illness that occurs when fluid builds up in the lungs. ARDS is often fatal. Day 10, if patients have worsening symptoms, this is the time of the disease's progression when they're most likely to be admitted to the ICU. These patients have more abdominal pain and appetite loss than patients with milder cases. Only a small fraction die. The current fatality rate hovers at about 2%. And then day 17, on average, people recover from the virus or discharge from the hospital after 2.5 weeks. And I mean, it just kind of goes on and on, but I would encourage everyone to educate yourself with the coronavirus. Make sure you're washing your hands. I know I've even, myself included, have started giving more fist bumps and things than shaking hands, especially with the amount of hands that we shake during the day here at the Capitol. But sure. The deaths, are mounting. You know, in there'd been deaths in Italy. There's been deaths in Iran. It's one of the biggest things. It just seems like this coronavirus outbreak is spreading at a unbelievable pace.
There's a real good chance, for the benefit of my colleagues, that you'll start sustaining and getting questions from constituents that are asking, what is the state of Missouri doing to prepare? What is the state of Missouri doing to be ready for the possibility if the coronavirus begins to spread in the United States? The reason we're doing this quick inquiry is just to let everybody here know that we expect to start having those answers here in the coming weeks as the Committee on Joint Disaster Prep meets for the first time on the 10th. We expect that to be a very informative meeting, and I look forward to sharing some more facts about what the state of Missouri can do at that time with the body.
Yes,
so just wanted to let everybody know that we're asking those questions already.
Most certainly. Thank you for the inquiry, Senator. And like I said, I encourage everyone to become well informed with the progression of the coronavirus. It's not yet a pandemic, but I think it is soon on that way.
Perfect. And I appreciate the indulgence from the senator from Barton. Awesome. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Barton, you are recognized to close.
Thank you. I close, Mr. President.
The senator from Barton renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 689 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, will you please read the bill and call the roll?
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 689, an act relating to licensing requirements for certain professionals. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Lueckmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle. Rizzo. Rowden. Sater. Schatz. Shoup. Sifton. Wallingford. Walsh. Wright. Whelan. Williams.
By your vote of 27 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for perfection and formal calendar, and I'd ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body is Senate bills for perfection formal calendar. Senate Joint Resolution 40, Senator from the 15th.
Put that bill on the informal calendar.
That bill will be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bill 648.
Also put that one on the informal calendar.
Thank you, Senator. Senate Bill 664, Senator from the 20th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please place that on the informal calendar.
That bill shall be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bill 587, Senator McColl.
Mr. President, will you please place that bill on the informal calendar?
That bill will be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bill 558, Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can you place that bill on the informal calendar?
That bill will be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bill 529. Senator
Thank
Webster.
You, Mr. President, would you place that bill on the informal calendar?
That bill shall be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bill 631.
Thank you, Senator Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 631 with Senate Committee substitute be taken up for perfection.
The senator from Andrew moves that Senate Bill 631 be taken up for perfection. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that Senate Committee substitute be adopted. And if you care, I'll go ahead and explain it, Mr. President. Would like.
The senator from Andrew moves that Senate Bill with Senate Committee substitute. Senate Bill 631 with Senate Committee substitute be taken up for perfection. As many of the motion that opinion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, you are free to now explain the Senate Committee substitute.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is a simple bill that allows state employees, specifically MoDOT, to run for office. This idea was brought to me by one of my constituents who wishes to run for a local office. And currently, in order for him to run for the office, he will have to give up his position with the Missouri Department of Transportation. This change will allow him to keep his job while pursuing the office. The employee must do all his political activity while off the clock and will not be able to use any state resources while campaigning for the office. And with that, Mr. President, it's a very simple bill. Trying to take care of a local constituent and probably many others who would also be affected by this. And with that, I'll be happy to take any questions. And if
Thank you,
no
Senator.
Questions, I would renew my motion.
Thank you, Senator. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of the senator from Andrew?
Senator from Andrew, do you care to yield to an inquiry?
I certainly
He does would. Proceed.
Good morning, Senator.
Morning.
This bill came through our Committee on Local Government, really had no opposition. I think it's a great bill. I've actually heard from some of my constituents that have similar issues. It doesn't really seem fair that we would not let somebody for office run for office just because they're working for MoDOT or other governmental agencies.
I agree with you. It doesn't seem fair, doesn't seem American, nor does it seem Missourian.
Well, I agree with you.
I think we should let people, let freedom ring.
That's right. I agree with you. I love your bill, and I plan to support it, and I appreciate you bringing it forward.
I appreciate you working with me on this.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the senator from Andrew.
Senator from Andrew, do you care to yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Senator.
President.
Have you caught up, on your,
sir,
have you caught up on your sleep?
I evidently a little bit lacking
a
still,
little,
but
I'm getting there. I'm much lacking. But
yeah,
no, I agree with the senator from Dallas. This is a great bill, as you explained it. I just had a question about the statutory construction.
Mm-hmm.
The part of existing law that's printed here that you're amending, you're changing, 36.115.
Yes.
If you look at line 8 and 9, you know, run for nomination, it bans employees from running for nomination or as a candidate for election to a partisan political office. And then above and below it actually kind of bans all the stuff we need to do to run for office, like solicit contributions and so on. But then you say, notwithstanding provisions of subsection 2 of this section, why didn't you why didn't your bill just bracket out these subsection 2 provisions that we see up there?
Well, I think some of those things we would want to continue to have in place, but not for the actual employee that's running for the office. So basically, you know, I don't know that we want employees out there during work as a state employee soliciting or discouraging participation in political activity.
Okay.
You know, so we wouldn't want that, but we certainly would want them to be able to run for office and on their own time. To be able to do the things that need to be done, you know, during a political campaign.
Okay, so I maybe the reason for leaving, you know, this section is who are the employees who are subject to section 36.030 and 36.031? That's maybe the.
That's a great question, sir.
Let's see.
And I will soon have an answer for you.
Personnel Administration of the Merit System.
Yeah, Senator, that would be anybody not under the merit system.
Okay. So in other words, you're allowing employees who are not under the merit system to run for office.
That is correct.
That is the way. Okay, I got it. Okay, so now I understand the construction of this bill. Well, no, thank you for the inquiry, Senator. I will be supporting it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Barton.
May I inquire the senator from Andrew?
Does the senator from Nottoway yield?
Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator.
Good morning, Senator.
How
are you this morning?
I'm good. This is
it's better
been a good morning.
Too. Yeah, I am refreshed and ready to go.
Bet. You look sharp from here.
Well, thank you.
But I don't see that well.
Okay. I understand that as well.
And I'm just... So would you tell me, you mentioned that this was addressing a need of a constituent. Could you just give me the... You mentioned that this was addressing the need of a constituent.
Yes,
could you tell me...
A constituent wants to run for sheriff.
Okay,
and
they're
presently
employed
works.
Now by whom?
They're employed by the Missouri Department of Transportation.
Okay, so they're MoDOT employees.
And even, I think, as I understand it right now, he has to give up his position even to file for the position of sheriff in Andrew County.
And this would allow him, I guess it's a him, will
it
allow
is.
Him.
But it could be her.
But it could be anybody. Would allow him then to go ahead and file, run for election. Now, is he...
Now, if he won, he would certainly, because it's a full-time job, he couldn't hold both positions. He'd have to give up the position. But even to file and run for office, my understanding is that there's a particular provision within the Department of Transportation that would prohibit him from even being able to file and run for office and remain an employee of the Department of Transportation.
He could still... I mean, he still couldn't use his influence... Nope. As a MoDOT employee, he couldn't require contributions from a subordinate.
Nope. We wouldn't want that. Yeah, you know, I don't want to give those prohibitions.
Right. So all the necessary prohibitions are still in place, but this way he can continue to be employed while he's running for office. And, of course, he'll have to manage his schedule around his work schedule.
That's right.
Well, all right. Thank you, Senator.
Many of us who have run for office while holding another position have had to do.
Sure. And, and it's just because of being a state employee that problem arose.
And particularly a MoDOT employee.
MoDOT, okay. Thank you, Senator. Yep. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Jefferson.
Could I inquire briefly of the senator from Andrew?
Does the senator from Grundy yield?
Most certainly do.
He does proceed.
Senator, I just wanted to clarify one thing. I think I know the answer, but I wanted to find out for sure. If the person was running for a sheriff, that would be a full-time position. They would have to give up their state job.
Yes.
But what if the person was running for the legislature in the House, let's say, for example? Is that considered a full-time job, or would they have to give up their job at MoDOT, or would they be able to work part-time for MoDOT and work part-time in the legislature?
Once elected, they'd still have to give up the position.
Okay, they would have to give up the position. Okay, I just wanted to be clear on that. Okay, thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Putnam, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I renew my motion.
The senator from Mercer renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 631 be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
The contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, would you care to make a motion now and close on your previous? Senator, we need a perfection motion now for the underlying bill.
We're happy to do that, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 631 be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Andrew. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none. Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I renew my motion.
The senator from Andrew renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 631 be declared perfected and ordered printed. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, will you please read the report?
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 29, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 31, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 34, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 35, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 591, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished to the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of the appointments have been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, the report will be voted on in one motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee report be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Franklin. Is any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none.
Mr. President.
Senator from Franklin, you are recognized to close on that motion.
I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Franklin. All those opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the report. Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Reform has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Revised Bill 796, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Emery, Chairman.
Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Transportation and Public Safety has two reports.
Please send those reports forward. Madam Secretary, please read the reports.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 686, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 774, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Libela, Chairman.
Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the Senator of the 13th, your Committee on Progress and Development has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Progress and Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 544, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Walsh, Chairman.
Senator from Green, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Having not been made a chairman, I do not have a report at this time to send forward.
Please do not send that report you don't have forward at this time. Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 15th.
Your Committee on Ways and Means has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 676, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Koenig, Chairman.
Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Local Government and Elections has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 616, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 725, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Crawford, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs has a report.
Please send that report forward.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs, to which was referred Senate Bill 846, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator White, Chairman.
Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 617, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from St. Louis County.
Mr. President, could you please refer Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 591 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight?
It will be so referred, Senator. Thank you.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business for the body now will be announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, we'll be doing second reading of Senate bills. No other formal business will be taking place. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Senior Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Health and Pensions will meet for an executive session upon adjournment in SCR 1.
Announcements. Senator from Boone.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body will be Senate bills for second reading. Madam Secretary, will you please read the bills?
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has...
We didn't ask for it, I don't think. We didn't go to that.
It's a second read of House bills.
That's not second readings, that's when you do the thing.
Oh, sorry.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm assuming we're on the second read list at this point in time.
I believe we are, Senator.
All right. Senate Bill 889. Almost like we have.
Senate Bill 889, an act relating to criminal offenses.
Transportation Infrastructure Public Safety. Senate Bill 890.
Senate Bill 890, an act relating to alternative service of disabilities.
General Laws. Senate Bill 891.
Senate Bill 891, an act relating to physician maintenance of certification.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 892.
Senate Bill 892, an act relating to the management of hazardous waste.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Industry, and the Environment, Senate Bill 893.
Senate Bill 893, an act relating to professional registration.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 895.
Senate Bill 895, an act relating to payments to Missouri Health Net providers.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 896.
Senate Bill 896, an act relating to military forces.
Veterans and Military Affairs, Senate Bill 897.
Senate Bill 897, an act relating to reviews of workers' compensation claims.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 898.
Senate Bill 898, an act relating to the occupancy rate of health care facilities.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 899.
Senate Bill 899, an act relating to criminal procedure.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 900.
Senate Bill 900, an act relating to inducements to insurance.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 901.
Senate Bill 901, an act relating to public employee health retirement systems.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 902.
Senate Bill 902, an act relating to pyramid sales schemes.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 903.
Senate Bill 903, an act relating to financing.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 904.
Senate Bill 904, an act relating to health care provider-based facility fees.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 905.
Senate Bill 905, an act relating to residency requirement for personnel of certain municipal police forces.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 906.
Senate Bill 906, an act relating to the Department of Revenue.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 907.
Senate Bill 907, an act relating to county commissioners.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 908.
Senate Bill 908, an act relating to compensation of court reporters.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 909.
Senate Bill 909, an act relating to the protection of residents living in long-term care facilities.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 910.
Senate Bill 910, an act relating to statewide missions of institutions of higher Education.
Education, Senate Bill 911.
Senate Bill 911, an act relating to punitive damages.
Government reform, Senate Bill 912.
Senate Bill 912, an act relating to the offense of genital mutilation.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 913.
Senate Bill 913, an act relating to the peer review process for design professionals.
Government reform. Senate Bill 914.
Senate Bill 914, an act relating to prescription insulin drugs.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 915.
Senate Bill 915, an act relating to certificates of self-insurance.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 916.
Senate Bill 916, an act relating to insurance coverage for health services.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 917.
Senate Bill 917, an act relating to prohibited use of public funds.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 918.
Senate Bill 918, an act relating to the confidentiality of health records.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 919.
Senate Bill 919, an act relating to medical marijuana facility background checks.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 920.
Senate Bill 920, an act relating to jury instructions for the offense of murder in the first degree.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 921.
Senate Bill 921, an act relating to broadband operations and services using electrical corporation broadband infrastructure.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment, Senate Bill 922.
Senate Bill 922, an act relating to business covenants.
Small business and industry, Senate Bill 923.
Senate Bill 923, an act relating to student journalists.
Education, Senate Bill 924.
Senate Bill 924, an act relating to immunity for child assessment center employees.
Seniors, families, and children, Senate Bill 925.
Senate Bill 925, an act relating to child care facilities.
Seniors, families, and children, Senate Bill 926.
Senate Bill 926, an act relating to building energy performance standards.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and environment, Senate Bill 927.
Senate Bill 927, an act relating to an audit of the state auditor.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 928.
Senate Bill 928, an act relating to administering of medications.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 929.
Senate Bill 929, an act relating to student enrollment in virtual school programs.
Education. Senate Bill 930.
Senate Bill 930, an act relating to hospital federal reimbursement allowances.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 931.
Senate Bill 931, an act relating to calculation of average daily attendance for early childhood education programs.
Education. Senate Bill 932.
Senate Bill 932, an act relating to restrictive employment covenants for physicians and advanced practice registered nurses.
Professional registration. Senate Bill 933.
Senate Bill 933, an act relating to physician maintenance of certification or licensure.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 934.
Senate Bill 934, an act relating to payments to Mo HealthNet providers.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 935.
Senate Bill 935, an act relating to overpayment of health insurance claims.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 936.
Senate Bill 936, an act relating to video lottery.
Appropriations. Senate Bill 937.
Senate Bill 937, an act relating to expressions of speech.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and environment. Senate Bill 938.
Senate Bill 938, an act relating to credentialing of health care practitioners by health carriers.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 939.
Senate Bill 939, an act relating to interpretation of insurance laws.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 940.
Senate Bill 940, an act relating to an extreme risk order of protection.
Judiciary and civil and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 941.
Senate Bill 941, an act relating to savings accounts for higher education expenses.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 942.
Senate Bill 942, an act relating to licensing requirements for certain health care providers.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 943.
Senate Bill 943, an act relating to patient restraints.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 944.
Senate Bill 944, an act relating to unanticipated out-of-network medical care.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 945.
Senate Bill 945, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
Small business and industry, Senate Bill 946.
Senate Bill 946, an act relating to buyers of precious metals.
General law, Senate Bill 947.
Senate Bill 947, an act relating to alcohol trade practices.
all our general laws. Senate Bill 948.
Senate Bill 948, an act relating to the conveyance of certain state property.
Local government and elections. Senate Bill 949.
Senate Bill 949, an act relating to nursing home administrator licenses.
What number was that? 948, professional registration. Senate Bill 950.
Senate Bill 950, an act relating to court costs.
Judiciary, civil, criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 951.
Senate Bill 951, an act relating to forensic examinations of victims of sexual offenses.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 952.
Senate Bill 952, an act relating to the expungement of records.
Judiciary, civil, criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 953.
Senate Bill 953, an act relating to applications for a marriage license.
Local government and elections. Senate Bill 954.
Senate Bill 954, an act relating to calculation of weighted average daily attendance.
Education. Senate Bill 955.
Senate Bill 955, an act relating to the Board of Trustees of the Missouri Department of Transportation and Highway Patrol Employees Retirement System.
Health and Pension. Senate Bill 956.
Senate Bill 956, an act relating to abortion.
Mr. President. Oh, I'm sorry. Health and pensions. President.
Could you re-refer
889 to the Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee?
It will be so referred, Senator. Thank you. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask they be read?
In fact, there are. Madam Secretary, will you please read the messages from the House?
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1694, entitled An Act Relating to Hazardous Waste Sites. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1421, entitled An Act Relating to Lodging Establishments. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1559, entitled An Act Relating to State Minimum Wage Rate. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1289, entitled An Act Relating to the Registration of Sexual Offenders. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1293, entitled An Act Relating to a Sexual Offender's Duty to Report, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted. Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. on Monday, March 2nd, 2020.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. All those in favor, please say aye. Those to the contrary, say no. The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. Your Missouri Senate will stand adjourned under the rules. Until March 2nd, 4 p.m.